I am currently rereading Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. If you haven't read it, I would highly recommend it. Viktor was a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor. And keep in mind, he was a psychiatrist before being taken to three different concentration camps and came out with a real test to distinguish between human flourishing and human hopelessness. And what made the difference? It turns out that purpose and meaning were the difference of those who had well-defined purpose and meaning outside of themselves, held on to a hope and gave it to others. They were more likely to hang on and live as long as they possibly could with hope and purpose every day, some being able to witness their rescue. Those who didn't withered more quickly and died. What can this teach us about our work and the offices and companies we lead? True to what Frankl taught us, industrial and organizational researchers say that without exception, the most successful and attractive companies to work for are those who operate with a big picture understanding of how humans function at their best. And high-performing companies don't stop there. They take it one step further. They actually see their business as a means to enable human flourishing. Without this overarching belief system, people are left to operate in a values vacuum when interacting with your organization, customers, and vendors. If your organization is operating in a values vacuum, then your actions, decisions, and attitudes have no chance of demonstrating continuity, direction, or lasting purpose beyond just making a buck, which cannot sustain loyalty or withstand threat. As Warren Buffett once said, you find out quickly who's swimming naked when the tide goes out. A lack of direction creates emptiness at best and chaos at worst. An environment void of purpose can and usually does eventually produce joint exploitation because people are prone to look after only themselves without the anchor of values. This, of course, can make attracting and retaining high performers more difficult. Some candidates can actually sense the existence or lack thereof of values. So how do you keep this from happening in your company, office, or team? Well, you do it by discovering and articulating convictions that support the greater purpose of enabling human functioning. What do you believe about people? Write it down. The answer to this question is what we've been writing about in Work Puzzle for the last few years, and it's one of the most important questions you could ask yourself. The answers need to become your convictions. So what are your convictions? They're firmly held beliefs that guide your actions and decision-making. Developing and writing down a set of convictions about your responsibility as a business to enable human flourishing is one of the fundamental pieces to becoming a great organization. Organizations that fail to identify these convictions by default operate in that values vacuum and tend not to last. What do you believe about people? When individuals in and around your business know and resonate with your answer to that question, it becomes an incredibly powerful magnet to attract and retain the best people.